मुकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवम्। I salute Krishna, the embodiment of immortal bliss, by whose grace the mute become eloquent and the lame scale mountains. May Krishna be the guide of my life. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Peace, peace, peace. Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna came to the battlefield to fight against his cousins who were unrighteous. Now it is a war between dharma and adharma. It is a war between the divine and demoniacal natures. It is the nature of Maya to cloud the human minds. It is the nature of Maya. And it is also the nature of Maya to release the soul. You see, God has two departments, the department of Vidya and department of Avidya. Department of Vidya will release you, will give you freedom, will give you liberation, will give you God realization. Department of Vidya will bring holy company to you, holy atmosphere, holy action, everything good, favorable will come to you. That is the department of Vidya, knowledge. And what is the department of Avidya? Anger, jealousy, hatred, desire, all these things are in the department of Avidya. Both should be there, otherwise there will be only unbalanced, one-sided, you know, there will be no gain. You see, if you want to take a picture, you need black and white. If there is only black, no picture. If there is only white, there is no picture. The shade of black and white, both, are necessary for making a picture. So same thing, in your divine and demoniacal natures, both are necessary if you want to live in this world. If you do not, then there is another way. Krishna will tell us that nirdvandva bhava, transcend the duality. Now Arjuna came to the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Actually, it is a holy place. People go there for pilgrimage. And now, due to the association of that holy place and due to the association of holy Krishna, Arjuna's mind changed. He came to fight. All of a sudden, some shakti qualities came to his mind. But behind this shattu quality, his depressive mood also came. Depression. He was very much depressed. Moha and shoka, grief and delusion, both overwhelmed Arjuna's mind. Krishna was there. It is a holy place. Still, that delusion and grief both are working in Arjuna's mind, which is very common to us. I remember I was in a hospital. A radiologist, who was my friend, came to my bed and said, "Hello, holy man." He used to come and greet me every day. "Could you teach me something?" "What shall I teach?" "I'll teach something, Gita." There I said, well, there are so many good teachings in the Gita. Which one do you want? Well, hello, holy man, I don't have so much time like you. You are Bhagavan monks. You have time to read all this scripture. I don't have any time. Why don't you write one verse for me in my notebook? So he gave his notebooks. I wrote a verse for him. All right, this one I shall try to practice. So I wrote from the 6th chapter of the Gita. Uddharet atmanatmanam na atmanam avasadayet atmaivahi atmana bandhu atmaivari puratmanaha. O Arjuna, raise yourself by yourself. Nobody is your enemy, nobody is your friend. Your good actions, your good thoughts are your friend. Your bad actions, bad thoughts, they are your enemies. So Arjuna was in depression. Do you know what is this depression and inspiration? Do you know what is this? It is nothing but the play of the gunas. We do not know the mystery of the guna. But Krishna will tell us in the 14th chapter of the Gita, Krishna will tell us that how these three gunas function. When your mind is preponderance of sattva guna, you are happy. When your mind is preponderance of rajas, you are restless. So many things to do, so many things to do. And when your mind is full of tamas, you have many desires will come to your mind, anger, jealousy, hatred, all these things come from tamas. So when we are in depressed mood, always remember, you are in tamas. And this Arjuna's mind was in tamas. Krishna started, read his mind, and he wanted to cure that disease, that depression. You remember that story of Sri Ramakrishna, that parable of the snake and the holy man. Violence comes from tamas. Non-violence comes from sattva. So the teacher, you remember that when holy man was passing through a forest, the shepherd boys forbade him to go. They said, there is a poisonous snake, it will bite you and you will die. The holy man said, I know a mantra, the snake will not bite me. When the snake came and attacked the holy man, he repeated a mantra. Immediately, the snake bowed down to that holy man. The holy man asked, why do you bite people? Well, that is my nature. Violence is my nature. Repeat this mantra. You will be able to conquer your bad nature. So he started to repeat a mantra. Lord knows what mantra he learnt. Anyhow, and he got some sattva quality. Later, the shepherd boys understood that snake did not bite any person anymore. So they took the tail of that snake and moved and rotated and thrashed that snake on a piece of a stone, and some part of his body was broken. But he survived. He pretended that he was dead, and when these shepherd boys left the snake, at night time slowly he entered a hole. After a year, the holy man again came back and asked the shepherd boys, that how is that snake? Does it bite anymore? Oh no, we killed him. Oh no, I gave him a mantra. Nobody can kill that snake. So he went and called that snake, and the snake slowly came out from the hole. Then the holy man asked, why are you in such condition, pitiable condition? He said, oh, teacher, you asked me to repeat the mantra, and I lost my bad temper. I was very sattvic, but the shepherd boys took revenge. They almost killed me. but I survived by your grace. Then the holy man said, I asked you not to bite, but I did not forbid you to hiss. Why did you not hiss? Now, three things please watch in this parable. The first thing, that he conquered his tamas, that violence, vengeance, by sattva quality. And this excessive sattva gave him the taste of goodness. He became non-violent. And he did not know the mystery that you may practice non-violence inside, but as your behavior in the externally, you must maintain your rajas quality, just to frighten the people. Do not bite them, but don't poison them, or frighten them, so that nobody can injure you for your protection. Now, Krishna was teaching Arjuna that kutastva kashmalam idam vishami samupastitam anarja jushtam asagvam akirti karam Arjuna klebhyam masmana ugama partha nai tattva yukopaitate shudram hridaya durpillam tyaktutishta parantava. How that delusion came to you, I do not come to you. How does delusion come to you, I do not know. Your mind is covered by a cloud of ignorance. It is very bad. Anarja jushtam, civilized, educated people, learned people, wise people, should not behave like that. You will not go to heaven. You will not get even heavenly happiness. And it will destroy all of your faith. This type of unmanliness does not befit you, Arjuna. Get up, fight. Krishna could not convince him, so he started to argue with him. The Gita began. Na chaitat vidma kataranna guriyo yadva jai ma judivano jayu jane vahatva jijivisham. Jijivishamasti avastita pramukhe dhartarashtraha. Arjuna said, we do not know which would be the better for us, that we should conquer them or they should conquer us. Arrayed against us stand the very sons of Dhritarashtra, after slaying whom we should not wish to live. Up to this we read last time, this verse number 7. Karpanya dosha apahata swabhava prichhami tvam dharma sammudha chetaha yat shreyasyan nishchitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shadimam tvam prapannam. Now Arjuna is going to change very soon. He says, overpowered in the very essence of my being by this evil of commiseration, my mind confused about dharma, I supplicate you, tell me in sooth, which is the better? I am your disciple, instruct me, who have taken refuge in you. This is a very beautiful word. Karpanna dosho apahato swabhavo, my nature is overwhelmed by delusion. Kripanata. Do you know what is kripanata? Itadvai aksharam gargi aviditva asmat lokat praiti sa kripanaha. In the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Jagavalka said to Gargi, that famous woman who was a knower of Brahman, listen, without knowing Brahman, he who departs from this world is very wretched. He is Kripana. Who is Kripana? Kripana or Jitendriya, the person who has no sense control, self-control, he is Kripana. Jat Shreya, Siyannishitam Bruhitanni. Krishna, Dharma Sanghura Cheta Aham. I am so confused, I do not know what is good and what is bad. What is dharma? What is adharma? Really, I am confused. I want to be your disciple. Please teach me. Here we find that, you know, the great hero Arjuna is trying to be his disciple. You know, if you are not a disciple, you cannot ask instructions from your teacher. Disciple. Who is a disciple? In the Munduku Upanishad, we read that Samitpani Shrutriyam Brahmanishtam Tad Vijnanartam Sa Gurumevavi Gachet Samitpani Shrutriyam Brahmanishtam. The student must go to a teacher with sacrificial wood in his hands. That, O Guru, I brought these things for you. This wood, sacrificial wood, is symbolical, means Shraddha, faith, love. Then the teacher will expose his heart to you because he carries the spiritual heritage. He is willing to give that thing to you. He is waiting for that. So Krishna, Arjuna went to Krishna and said that I have come to you and I want to be your disciple. Please teach me. I do not know what is good, what is bad. Sriya Jasriya Syanishitam Bruhitanme, which is good for me, please tell me. A Shriya, the word Shriya is very important. It is in the Katha Upanishad. Two words are used, Shriya and Priya. One is good, another is pleasant. The thing which is pleasant, in the beginning it is pleasant, like sweet, but at the end it is deadly poison. And Shreya, in the beginning it is distasteful, but afterwards it becomes sweet. So Arjuna knew that Shreya and Priya, these are the two things which are completely different. One is good, another is pleasant. And both good and pleasant bind a soul. Those who want to be spiritual, they hold the good. And those who want to suffer in this world, they hold the pleasant things. Yama instructed Nachiketa in this way. So Arjuna knew that what is Shreya, what is good. But he could not find it by himself because he was confused. So he asked Krishna that I want to be your disciple. Please teach me. In the next verse, Arjuna said, Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat jachukam uchhushanam indriyanam avaipya bhumau asapatnam riddham rajyam suranam apichadipatyam. Indeed, I see not to destroy the grief that is drying up my very senses. Even the attainment of unrivaled and flourishing dominion on earth and lordliness over the gods in heaven. The grief is so much in my mind and my senses are beyond my control. If I get the whole kingdom, if I become the God in heaven, still, it will not remove my grief. Please tell me, what shall I do? You know, Krishna was forcing him to fight. He said that this kingdom will not give me peace. You are asking me to fight. Why should I fight? I want to be a monk. It is better for me to be a mendicant. You see, it is not in his nature. All of a sudden, this thing came to his mind. Sri Ramakrishna mentioned in one of his parables, a typhoid patient wants to drink water, a lot of water. Or sometimes he loves to eat some pickles. You are supposed to remove those things from his room because it is harmful for his disease. But he does not know that whether it is harmful for him because it will give him good taste. Suppose a diabetic patient, he loves to eat sweets, but it is injurious to his health. It may give you good taste, you know, you may like it, wonderful, wonderful. I know some people, they have diabetes, they take sweets and they will take insulin. Why, it is no use to take that type of sweets, you know, and suffer and counteract that thing with medicine. So Arjuna's condition is same. He is so confused that he is trying to evade from his duty. Sometimes we do. When we face in trouble, we try to escape. This escapism is not good. Swamiji said, face the brute, face the devil. If you go away from your duty and live in the forest, that will not help you. You will have to work it by yourself. Then the minister Sanjaya reported to Dhritarashtra, evam uptva rishikesham gudakesha parantapa na yotsaiti govindam uptva tushnim bahuvaha. Sanjaya said, having spoken thus to Rishikesha, Arjuna, scorcher of foes, said to Govinda, I will not fight, and fell silent. Now the Gita will begin, because the disciple stopped his long speech. Arjuna was the main speaker so far. He was going on and, you know, was defending himself that, you know, this thing will happen, corruption will come to our dynasty. There will be a terrible massacre, holocaust, it will ruin both of us. He gave all of his arguments. Then, Tushnim Babuvaha, he became silent. Now, there is no more argument. O Krishna, you na jyotsha. At the same time, he said, I shall not fight. Now, these words are very meaningful. Rishikesham. Rishikesham means the person who has control, who has complete control over his own senses, who has complete control over his own mind. That is Rishikesham. That is Krishna. Who is Gudakesham? Gudakesham means the person who conquered sleep. Arjuna is Gudakesham, the great hero. He has no laziness, no lethargy. Very strong, a hero. Gudakesham. Parantapa. He is the scorcher of the enemies. Seeing Arjuna, people are afraid. So these adjectives are very meaningful. Vyasa put it this way, that Gudakesham, the great conqueror, the great scorcher of enemies, said this thing to Govinda. Who is Govinda? Go means Vedas. Binda means knowledge. The person who knows, who has complete knowledge over the Vedas. Mani, who is an illumined soul, is an incarnation of God. He is the controller of the senses and the mind. Nadyotsha, I shall not fight. Saying so, he kept quiet. Sanjaya again said, Tamubacha Rishikesha Prahasanniva Bharata Sinayo Rugayar Madde Vishidanta Midambacha. O descendant of Bharata, to him grieving in the midst of the two armies, Rishikesha, smiling, spoke these words. Prahasanniva, here there is a little pan is there. When Arjuna stopped his speech, Krishna looked at him and smiled. Why did he smile? His friend, his cousin, was about to collapse and this man was smiling. Smiling because he knows what is in Arjuna's mind. He knows the outcome of the war. Arjuna is a devotee. But his devotion is covered by tamas. His love, his divine nature is covered by tamas. When Arjuna stopped speaking, Krishna said, that you are not supposed to say like that. He said, Asoccha nanna shochastang pragyamadang shabhasase gata asu anagata sungsha nanu shochanti punjita. You have been mourning for those who should not be mourned for. Yet you speak words of wisdom, neither for the living nor for the dead do the wise grieve. He was smiling that you were talking like a wise man, but your action is not wise. Why is he talking like a wise man? Because he gave some beautiful arguments that, you know, if I do this thing will happen, if I do this thing will happen. Krishna listened. He asked him to fight. Once, first time he said, Tasma yuddha yuddhasya, get up, fight. But again Arjuna was arguing. Then he said, I want to be a disciple. Again he was arguing. So he stopped speaking. Krishna did not want to bother him. So when he finished his speech, he started. From here we find the Gita, the main teachings of the Gita begin. From here Shankara wrote a long commentary. He said, Ata saṃsaro bijo bhutau shoka mahu. The seed of this world is delusion and grief. If there is no delusion and grief, there will be no world. So long you have a body, you are in the domain of Maya. And this thing, grief and delusion, are inevitable. They will come to you. But if you are an illumined soul, that cloud will not be able to cover your mind, because your power of discrimination will remove that cloud in no time. Now Krishna started to give teachings to Arjuna on the Atma. Atma Tattva. The Atman is indestructible. So long you are in the domain of Maya, this cloud will come. Don't yield to unmanliness. Fight. Learn how to remove that grief, that delusion. Krishna started to speak. In his speech there is no harshness, no bitterness. In his speech there is love. Parosanniva Bharata. First Arjuna was thinking of his own relatives and became deluded. Secondly, he did not find out the way out and said to Krishna, I lost my way. Please show me the way. Thirdly, he took refuge in Krishna, again put a condition that I shall not fight. Then again he said, I do not know what is good and bad. You tell me. Again he said, I shall not fight. So he was speaking just like a delirious, you know, out of delirium, you know, he is speaking incoherently. Arjuna, so Krishna smiled that you are very childish, you do not know how to talk. There is no consistency in your speech. So Krishna smiled. So sometimes in this world also, we sometimes speak something meaningless. Wise people look at us and they correct us proper. You know, I sometimes hear over the radio, some people ask questions. I carefully watch that whether I understood or not. Sometimes I see the coordinators of the radio station, they also do not understand what they are talking about. I think, perhaps I could not follow. I sometimes, when they ask a question, I try to understand what they are asking, what they are asking, what does it mean. Some questions are very clear, straight. Some questions are confusing. You know, those who are confused, their questions are also confused. And if the questions are confused, the answers also will be confused. I remember we had a professor. He used to speak in such ways, seldom we could follow him. Because his accent was just like Irish man, you know, Irish accent. But he was an Indian, but he was in perhaps Oxford perhaps. We could not follow him always. Not that completely we could not follow him. And we would think that he was very learned. But the other professors, you know, they are more learned than that professor. But we could follow him. You know, sometimes they say that if we speak in such a way, if the people do not understand, they will think that you are very learned. Krishna said, Ashochan anna shochastan prajna badangsya bhasase. You have been mourning for those who should not be mourned for. Yet you speak words of wisdom. Now there is an ideological conflict in Arjuna's mind. A political philosophy and social philosophy. According to the political philosophy, Arjuna is supposed to fight because it is a righteous war. The war of Dharma. And his social philosophy says that you are fighting against your kinsmen, your cousins. It is a sin to kill your own people. And political philosophy says that if you do not fight for your motherland, if you do not fight for righteousness, it is a sin. So he is confused. The goal of the Gita is Jivan Mukti, liberation. Krishna built 18 steps for Arjuna so that he can go one after another and reach the highest point. This verse of the Gita is the seed mantra of the Gita. And in the 18th chapter, we find another verse. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam bhaja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mashucha. Give up your duty. Give up your everything. Take refuge in me. I shall rescue you from sin. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami. Rescue you from sin. Mashucha, do not grieve, Arjuna. This is called Argala. Argala means the lock. That is the seed mantra which we read just now. And this mantra is the Argala. Means it is the open sesame in your spiritual life. Surrender. Surrender to God. You see, the great obstacle in a spiritual life is ego. Arjuna says, I shall fight. I shall fight not. I shall not fight. It is the play of the ego. Krishna said to him that you will be able to get rid of these dualities if you take refuge in me. You give up your ego. Shall I fight? You know, you can see in the court, here is a lawyer. If you give him money, he is an intelligent person. He can take the side of the defendant. And if you, next day you give him more money, he will take the position of the plaintiff. Because he has brain, he can defend both sides. But if you ask a wise man whether this person, you know, is taking this side today, that side today, this type of arguments, back and forth, these arguments, is there any truth? See, good and bad in this world, is there any truth between this good and bad, duty and non-duty? A wise man would say, no, both are false. Both are in the domain of Maya. Sometimes we find, you know, innocent person gets punishment. Why? Because he does not have a good lawyer, perhaps, to defend his case. So you see, good and bad are in the relative play. We'll have to go beyond both. So long you are in this dualistic plane where there are pairs of opposites, always remember, a grief and delusion will be there. Doubt will be there. So Arjuna wants to Krishna wants to rescue Arjuna from this dualistic level. So he first started to speak about the Atma, about the Self. I shall fight, I shall not fight. In both cases, the ego is this common factor, and this ego is not real. Gata suvanagatu shunsha nanu shachandi pungita. Pungita means the person whose mind is illumined with the knowledge of God. Nanu shachandi does not grieve. Gatasu anagata shunsha, the person who are living or those who are dead, for them a man of knowledge does not grieve. And what does it mean that he does not grieve? Because he sees the Self, the Atman, in the living and in the dead. You see, according to the man of knowledge, the Self, the Atman, is indestructible. So you are telling me that, you know, that I shall kill my kinsmen, my relatives. What will happen? Oh no, I shall be miserable. It is not proper. You know about this mystery of the Self, mystery of the Atman. You are not supposed to talk that way, Krishna said to Arjuna. Dhiras tatra nam uishati. You see, in our day-to-day life, if we have an ideal, then we shall not be confused. 99.9% people have no ideals. Some people have many ideals, many goals. I want health, I want beauty, I want money, I want family, I want learning, I want name, I want fame. See, we have so many goals. So our minds are also vacillate, you know, it moves in all directions. So there is no peace in our minds. But if your goal is one, then you are saved from this vacillation. If your goal is God, Swami, shall I deny money, family, wealth, all these things, learning? No. Don't deny those things. Don't give up those things. Use it for your one goal. Suppose my goal is God. Money, I am using money for my God realization. I am using my learning for my God realization. I am using my health for God realization. I am using my intellect for God realization. These are the means. I am using these materials for God realization, to fulfill my goal. I am using my family for God realization. My mother is cooking for me. My father is earning money for me, so that I can devote more time for God realization. Money gives me food, clothing, shelter. What shall I do with my body? God realization. You see, if your goal is one, there is no confusion. Arjuna's mind is confused, because the mind is scattered in all directions. Swamiji made a beautiful comment. If a man with an ideal makes 50 mistakes, a man without an ideal will make 5,000 mistakes. The goal, we should ascertain our goal first. What is the goal of human life? We atmagyan, self-knowledge. That is the goal. As the Upanishad says, without knowing that self, if you depart from this body, you are wretched. Because you've got a precious instrument, all favorable things around you, but you did not utilize them. What does it mean by Gura Kesha? Conqueror of sleep. That is Arjuna. He is the hero. Even he defeated Shiva. He defeated even the gods and conquered and got many divine instruments. So he is called the conqueror of sleep, conqueror of laziness. He is the fittest disciple. So Krishna started to teach him the Gita. You see, Krishna wants to raise Arjuna's mind to a non-dualistic plane. From there, Arjuna can see the mystery of life better. You see, standing on that park, you can see around the park. But if you go by aeroplane or a helicopter, that is 4,000-5,000 feet above, you will see the whole century city. So Krishna is trying to raise Arjuna's mind to a higher level, non-dualistic level, from where he can see God in everything, Atman, Self in every being. Now Arjuna, Krishna will teach him that this Atman is indestructible. He will give illustration. Now real Gita will begin from next class. So far we try to tell you the background of the Gita. Now real teachings will come. All right, if you wish, you can ask me some questions. Whether so many people could be accommodated in that battlefield or not. Do you know what is it? During the time of Krishna, as we find that there are many dynasties, many kings were in India. According to the Mahabharata, the boundary of India was from Assam, Manipur, which is near Burma, and up to Arabian Sea, and up to Indian Ocean to the Himalayas. That boundary was there at that time, and all these kings were interrelated through their marriages. Now, when this war was declared, they will have to take sides, because it is a decisive battle. Both are related, you know. So suppose, you know, if two countries are in fight, you know, perhaps America will take one side, the Russia may take another side. In this way, they are taking sides and helping them, supporting them. Because if they do not support, this time when they will be troubled, these kings will not help them. So they have some mutual understanding and cooperation. And some joined the Arjuna's party, some joined the Duryodhana's party. And they came not only by themselves, they came with their armies. And when they counted, they found that millions of people, you know, assembled in that battlefield. Not that all people fought at the same time, but they came and assembled there at the battlefield of Kurukshetra. You see, not that all generals fought at the same time. When Bhishma was fighting Drona, Karna, they were not fighting so much as Bhishma was doing because he was the commander-in-chief. Anyhow, that place is 80 miles away from Delhi. Still many people go there for pilgrimage. I have never been there. Well, the millions, actually Akkohini, I do not know the exact count, how I gave you an English translation, million. Actually, how many? There's a calculation that so many, you know, infantry, then cavalry, then what is called, they ride on elephants, then charioteers. There is a calculation that how many thousand, how many, they have all these things. 3,645 infantry, 2,187 horses, 729 chariots, 729 elephants. That is called one chamu. Buram Drupada Putrin Akkhoyin. What is chamu? Well, significance means they want to show that it was a big, great war, you know. Like, real battlefield is in the mind. Well, you see, the conception of heaven is in the dualistic school of Vedanta. You see, conception of heaven, that, you know, after death they will go to heaven, or the divine beings live, that conception is there. That Vedantic goal is not heaven. The goal of Vedanta is the self, knowledge, atmagyan, liberation. You see, their conception is, you know, if you do some virtuous deeds, you will go to heaven. If you have any desire that I shall go to heaven and just I shall enjoy celestial enjoyment, you will go to heaven. But you will have to again come back to this earth as a human being. You see, according to Vedanta, this Indra, Varuna, Yama, these are gods. They will have to be born again as human beings for final liberation. These bodies, we get our bodies through our karma. If you do good karma, you will get celestial bodies. If you do bad karma, you will get, you know, subhuman bodies. But if you do mixed karma, then human bodies. Mixed karma means some we do good, some we do bad. Now, Krishna said to Arjuna that if a kshatriya, warrior caste, if they fight and die at the battlefield, they go to heaven. Because that is his swadharma. He did his own duty. His duty is to fight for righteousness. So if you fight for righteousness, if you win, you will enjoy this world as well as heaven. And if you die, you will go to heaven. That Krishna said to Arjuna. So, and if you do not fight, you cannot escape death. You will die in course of time. But you will not go to heaven because you avoided your duty. You escaped. Escapism is no good. That Krishna told to Arjuna. Yes, our goal is not heaven. Our goal is liberation will have to go beyond the fears of opposites. Always remember, so long you have a body, the next verses are coming, Krishna will destroy that body consciousness of Arjuna. Then and then only you are spiritual. He says, so long you are in the physical plane, in the mental plane, your physical disease, mental disease, that grief, all these things will come. So Swamiji said, Madam, the pendulum of the clock must swing. Happiness, misery. Happiness, misery. It's constantly moving. Our goal is to stop the pendulum. Transcend both. That is our goal. You know, this Atma Tattva, which Arjuna Krishna is going to tell us now, is the essence of Vedanta philosophy. During the Indian Revolution, during the time of Indian Revolution, the revolutionaries used to repeat these verses in the cell, in jail. The revolutionaries used to memorize the Gita so that they can get strength, that I am indestructible, I am invincible, I am nainam chinnanti shastrani, the sword cannot kill me, the bullet cannot kill me. This way they used to repeat it. And they were so much inspired from the Gita so that they could fight openly against the British without arms and weapons. Kill us. The Gita is a very, especially this section which Krishna is going to tell us now, is very inspiring, uplifting.
Om asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrittor ma amritam gamaya avirabhirmayadhi rudrajatte dakshinam mukham tenamam pahi nityam Om shanti 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 him. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace.